Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Rusty and I were in complete agreement. Peeps, Dave used this word earlier. It's a great work. Great word. Abomination. That's what peeps are. I mean, they're gross. They're awful. Bottom feeder candy. Below a bottom feeder candy. And then we are in great agreement on jelly beans. What a great candy it is. I like multiple. Not sure if Rusty's a single or a multiple. And then you said what off air? Why don't you share that? And then why don't you just walk out of the room after saying this?
Well, first of all, on Peeps, they are terrible to eat, but they are fun to throw in a microwave and see how they grow and then burst. That's a good time. Hold them over a fire.
You know, I've started to understand the last couple of days that you lead a lonely life. You like to wait in line for a mediocre food at best. If you missed it yesterday, I don't know how you did. Dave Aragon waited 15 minutes in line for a rotisserie chicken and also believes you should only get one at a time. And even if the line is 15 minutes, you should go to the back of the line to get your second one, which is even more baffling. And now, as a 38-year-old man who's an adult, who's a father, you like to see things explode in the microwave. Is this after the edible, during the edible, or before the edible?
The kids love it. They love to see those peeps grow in the microwave and get all giant and gooey. And as for the chicken, sir, I'll have you know I've had chicken the last 2 days for lunch, as have the children. My wife has had some, and there's still plenty left over, my man.
No, there's not.
There sure is.
Chicken. No.
We still got one leg, two thighs, a wing, and a couple little pieces of the breast.
Mm-hmm. What are you feeding? Do these kids each get like a tiny spoonful of chicken? Is that what you're – do I need to contact the authorities?
They get as much as they need.
No wonder they had a backpack on at Cub the other day. They were hoping another family would adopt them and they could bring their stuff.
Wow. You're cutting deep right now.
I think I am.
Well, you know, it might be the case. It might not. I don't know.
Truth hurts, man.
Truth. Truth can't be controversial, as a great man once said. Back to your original question, jelly beans. The proper way to enjoy jelly beans is to take the entire bag.
Yeah.
Hold it in your hands.
Yeah.
Stare at the label. Read about them. Find all the flavors you have in that bag. And then
no greatness is coming, right?
Toss them in the trash.
What?
They are a, as you would say, bottom of the bottom feeder candy.
No one, and I repeat, no one doesn't enjoy jelly beans.
Folks with a sense of taste do.
Somebody who can eat a rotisserie chicken for 6 weeks, apparently, doesn't like them. Honestly. We might do, what is Durush will go home. We're going to do 3 hours on jelly beans because he's getting out of it. Got a Twins game at 5.
How about that? Nice for him.
Yes. We're going to it every dang day. I'm on a R&D mission starting tomorrow, so I'm flying the former governor If we said a former governor who's often on this show, we got some picks.
We've got people. No question about that.
How about the present governor? Is he ever going to come on this show again?
I think he's given up on you.
Does he go on any shows anymore?
Well,
Mr. Walls?
Maybe, you know what? I'm not going to say no. State fair time, you know they like to make the rounds. We'll have another little rally in front of the building.
I mean, is it the Politburo? I mean, when he was a congressman, he was on this show every other week.
Would you like me to make another request?
I would like that.
All right, I'll do it for tomorrow while you're gone. Maybe he'll want to come on.
No, not tomorrow with Tim Pawlenty. You know, I don't want that to happen. How about Thursday, Friday one? Every other person on the show does the show on the road. I'm going to go on the road. Palm Springs, the location for Thursday and Friday show.
Hawaii somebody's wasn't enough. Now you got to escape to Palm Springs.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to do it. So
tough life for you.
There's a lot of part of this life that is tough. I got to be honest, but that part is okay. I fixed something today, and I should receive something for the fact I fixed something. And it's minor. But I'm gonna make omelets. I'm a good omelet maker. Of course, you've established that omelets aren't that good and scrambled eggs are just as good. You're wrong. Omelets are better.
No, scrambled eggs are not just as good. They are better.
Oh, no. Please. Scrambled eggs are overrated. You know, they're lazy. You know, you just throw it in there and just stir it up. You know, they're lazy. Omelet, there's more expertise with the omelet. And I'm going over to the stovetop. Yep, lap of luxury. I've got a stovetop. Turn that gas on. I smell that gas quick. Where is that little flame, Dave? I turn it off. I go, you know, baby, a little too quick. Boom, boom. I do it again and again. Have no idea. My first call, of course, is neighbor Bill. I may be moving in the next year plus. I know America is, you know, really excited about that. I might need to bring neighbor Bill with me to my new location. Is that possible?
Will he live with you? Guest house situation?
No, he has to get his own place.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I'm sure Holly and the family will miss him. I need somebody, gal, guy, I don't care, to fix things. And neighbor Bill is one. He was befuddled. Then, of course, I call handyman extraordinaire Clyde, who was in Arizona. I did not okay that. So I'm a little disappointed that he made that trip without my okay. And then he pointed out something, and I figured it out, where sometimes, you know, you get some outlets that are all tied to one outlet where you got to push that little button that is sometimes in between the outlets. You push that to reset everything.
Yeah, the reset button.
The reset button. I like to go, what's that button that resets things? What's that called? That's called a reset button, apparently. And boom, couple of the outlets start working. The gas continued to work, but now there was a flame. Because both those guys were, let's just put a lighter up there. I saw that as the end of my life. Too much gas. So, knowing I'm not very handy, how much credit do you give me for Clyde semi-guiding me to the reset button to get a couple outlets working again and also so I could use the stove?
Did you know?
0 to 10. How much credit?
Well, first of
knowing the bar is so low for me.
Did you know Clyde was in Arizona when you called him?
No. In fact, I'm not. Okay. As I alluded, I'm not sure. I did not okay it, and I believe I should be allowed to okay him these trips. No, I did not. I did not. Would I have called him anyway if he was in Arizona?
100%. You would have.
100%.
Chad needs an omelet, Clyde. I give you 0 to 10. I give you a 6 because
come on.
You just finding the outlet, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know these outlets, and sometimes, you know, you have to reset just that outlet, but this is like one of those super outlets.
Boom, super, right? You say.
The super outlet, which controls a lot of things in rooms. Every house or every condo has a couple of those super outlets. So if you're somebody who's handy, do you get all the credit for that? Or is it what people say your parents taught you? I'm not going to say just the dad, because sometimes it's the mom who's more handy. If you're not handy, as I am not, with equipment, not that equipment, not a problem there, but, you know, fixing things, is it fair for me to blame the most famous member of the media that Minnesota has ever had? Or is that a cop-out? It's just, I mean, I'm a 57-year-old man, and I can't be blaming my father for what he did and didn't teach me when I was an 8-year-old. Because I still want to blame him. I still want to blame him. If you're brilliant or incompetent at fixing things, and you're now a grown-ass woman or man, can you still blame your parents? Because I'm saying yes. What do you think? 651-461-9226. Where's Harrigan on this? We know in other areas of the bedroom, the word is he's not very handy. But in other aspects around the house, can he figure things out? He's in the media, so the answer is probably no. Where do you stand in this one? Phone calls and texts. 651-461-9226. Dave, continue to play countdown music, because it's National Countdown Day. The audience had to remind us it's National Countdown Day because it's the third month and it's the 21st day of the month. So it's 3-2-1. We didn't figure that out right away. Number text here. I think this is one that nails it. Peeps are the rotisserie chickens of the candy world. Thank you. Thank you very much.
They're not that good. Come on.
They're awful, both of them. Rotisserie chickens. Peeps are as bad as circus peanuts. I think overall, peanuts are overrated. Don't you?
Peanuts in general or the circus peanuts? Because that's a different thing.
I think overall, circus peanuts, too, are just a disaster.
Circus peanuts are properly rated because I think they're universally dismissed as an awful, awful candy. Peanuts themselves, an actual peanut, delightful, underrated.
No. They need to be accompanied by other food treats. Scrambled eggs make an excellent filling for an omelet. Whoa. I'm not familiar with that. Are you familiar with that one? You make the scrambled eggs, you have them ready. Then when the omelet is done, as opposed to adding maybe onions or peppers or tomatoes or various cheeses, you add the scrambled eggs.
I've never conceived of such a strange idea. It's like putting a burger inside of a burger.
I'm an egg lover. That's a lot of eggs. On my lack of mechanical skills, you can't believe your father, Chad. He used air mechanical like you'd use K&S. My father was if there was a pecking order, people while he was alive who could fix mechanical things, he literally was last. Now, he did somehow work the the old school where to be on the road, pre-internets, as you like to call it. And they'd have to, bang out the column and then send it and connect it. He occasionally would get that to work. I saw him endless times on the road swearing up a storm trying to get that thing to work. And he wouldn't even think about looking at me because he knew he had taught me nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. if something was going haywire at the house, would he make an effort, or did he know enough just to make a call?
Didn't even know where to look. Didn't know where to start.
Okay.
I don't even know if he knew where the breakers were in the house.
Really?
I don't think I ever saw him replace a light bulb. In all sincerity, I'm trying to think of one time. I did see him put batteries in, like the remote.
It's pretty good.
No, let me add to you. Many times I had to come over and remind the sequence, you know. No, turn it this way, you know. So that's like, you know, old school. When I travel, you know, sometimes around the country for jobs or go to college, and I put the stereo together. Oh, my God. I was aroused. I was so happy that I could put the stereo together. I think I plugged in like, you know, six things. You know, outlet, whatever, you know, from this to this.
Sure.
Like, you know, most people, like, they did it while having a conversation. I'd be studying it. You know, like Belichick studying the game plan. I'd get it done and be like, yes! You know, just very proud of myself. You need to start using YouTube videos, ChatGPT, Google searches. Well, some stuff comes natural to me. I'm a 57-year-old female. That can MacGyver a lot of things. I'm jealous. It's Gary from Somerset. Gary, I might be moving out that way in a couple of years. I might jot your number down, Gary. If I start calling Gary in like 2 years, hey, Chad Hartman, I was, you know, fired about 2 years ago from CCO Radio. I saved your number to fix things. How quickly would she hang up, do you think?
Well, I mean, if you butter her up a little bit. Hey, I heard you can MacGyver some stuff. If you use that as a verb, I think that helps.
Yeah, there would there'd be a restraining order very quickly. Another text here. My dad was skilled in practically every mechanical art. And while there were individual things he taught me, it was willing to try and have confidence in myself that helped me in the field and the business I started later. I am confident in many things in life. And yes, YouTube has helped me a lot. I need to have you. I know of the ChatGPT. Have you used it yet, Harrigan?
No,
I've not used it yet either. I'm not very confident in this area. You want to know why I'm not very confident in this area, Dave? Because I'm terrible at it.
Well, are you not confident because you're terrible, or are you terrible because you lack the confidence?
No. It's terrible, and then I'm not confident.
I think that's maybe where one can blame their parents. You know, I think most relatively simple jobs, you can find a good YouTube video, ChatGPT, whatever. You can find a good way to figure things out. But I think it's your parents that give you the gumption to actually go ahead and try and tackle something, you know, a home project or a repair that you've never done before.
Well, here's another example. My father, this would be even when I was 10, 12, whatever, and something would break down, and one of my friends would be over, like Eric or Dave or Paul or something, and right away, hey, do you guys know how to fix this? Would he even think about asking me? No. Maybe this has been some deep-seated stuff I've been holding on to for years. It's spilling out over the air here at CCO, Dave.
It's time to get you on the couch, I think, with a good therapist. Let's get to the bottom of this, Chad.
I'm kind of leaning back in the chair right now thinking about it, you know. Okay, so how are you on the mechanical side around the house?
Not great. I replaced a thermostat a little while ago. That turned out to be really, really easy, but it took me about 8 years to get the courage to go and do it.
No chance would I even contemplate that.
I mean, I can, like, you know, replace the screen on a window if the screen gets torn or something like that. I've done a couple of those. I can do simple plumbing.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Are you just buying a screen at, like, Lowe's or Home Depot, and then you're putting it back in?
Yeah, pretty much. You buy the screen, you cut it to size, you get a little thing. I can't remember what it's called. But
hold on a second. I'm not cutting it to size. No, wait a second. If it's the exact same size, and then I take it out and put it in, what do you got, a saw system at the house?
No,
what are you doing there?
You've got the frame. if the screen rips, you know, in front of the inside the frame, you got to pull the screen out with, I believe, what's called spline, the rubber stuff that holds it in. You get the new screen on a roll. You cut it. You put it in there. You can put the stuff back in. Boom. It's not that hard, but it seemed hard at the time. Simple plumbing I can do if I got a leaky faucet. I got a shot at that.
I mean, compared to me, you're Superman.
Well, in more ways than one.
Okay. I knew I was walking.
Call me the Man of Steel, Chad.
Yes. Well, first time you've heard that. I know that. Are we really doing this? This is really the path we are going. Details in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.